on Monday's front page, remembering 9/11. Sunday was the 10th anniversary of a day that stands alone in history and in memory. It could be another rough week for investors as the Eurozone's debt crisis gets messier, and why it looks as if Russian President Dmitry Medvedev isn't going to fight for his job. The clock is ticking, the election is 6 months away. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. The nation and the world marked the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Here in New York, families of 9/11 victims got a first look at the memorial where the Twin Towers used to stand. It was the 10th time the nation had paused to remember a day that redefined so many things in American life. Once again, there was an outpouring of grief. Once again, people carried out rituals that are still heartbreaking, reciting the names of those who died after terrorists commandeered four jetliners.
Aisha Ann Harris.
Stuart D. Harris.
And my husband, Port Authority Police Officer Tom Gorman. Your family and friends miss you, love you, miss your laughter, your smile, and your meatloaf.
At Ground Zero, President Obama quoted the Bible. Former President George W. Bush referred to the national sacrifice of the Civil War. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said, "There are no words to ease the pain you still feel." Also on Monday's front page, global financial markets are expected to go through another rough week as the Eurozone's debt crisis gets messier. Monday's Times says Germany is playing a big role in the uncertainty. Dissent within Germany has financial analysts wondering if it's really committed to the euro. Chancellor Angela Merkel could be facing a harder-than-expected fight to line up the votes to bolster the emergency bailout fund. In this country, the stock market just can't seem to make up its mind. The volatility means stock indexes go up or down by several hundred points. Last week, stocks tumbled 3% in the first 90 minutes of trading on Tuesday. On Wednesday, they closed up nearly 3%. On Friday, they dropped almost 3%. Market watchers aren't sure whether the fluctuations are a new normal or if the markets are finally settling down after the financial crisis of 2008. Apparently, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev isn't going to fight for his job. Last week, he appeared at his annual political forum in Yaroslavl after a plane crash had killed that city's hockey team. He stuck to his script, which was about diversity. Alexander Rahr from the German Council on Foreign Relations says anywhere else, Medvedev would have tried to mobilize people. Rahr says either he's not allowed to do that or he doesn't want to. Oral history interviews with Jacqueline Kennedy are to be released on Wednesday. They were recorded 47 years ago, soon after President Kennedy was assassinated. Reporter Janie Scott says they don't seem likely to redraw the contours of Mr. Kennedy or his presidency, but they are packed with insights. Among other things, Mrs. Kennedy quoted her husband disparaging the man who succeeded him, Vice President Lyndon Johnson. Inside Monday's Times, details on the hacker who rattled internet security. He calls himself Komodo Hacker. He apparently sneaked into a Dutch security firm's computer system and created fake credentials. Monday's Times says he snooped on internet connections that appeared to be secure. The Dutch government says it's widening its investigation into the breach. It wants to know whether income tax data had been compromised. Anderson Cooper is showing his daytime side. Some traditionalists see a risk to his reputation with his new syndicated daytime talk show, but it's considered one of the great hopes to inherit the audience Oprah Winfrey left behind. It's going to be different from the hard news program he does on CNN. Next week on the daytime show, he'll spend an hour talking to Snooki about her tan. At the Toronto Film Festival, 11 new movies have turned Sony Pictures Entertainment into a dominant presence, at least among U.S. distributors. Sony Pictures chairman Michael Linton says it wasn't by design. Several other studios did stay home, but between now and the end of the year, Sony is releasing Moneyball with Brad Pitt and Philip Seymour Hoffman, director David Fincher's version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and 9 other films.
I play the lieutenant in command. His name, Lieutenant John F. Kennedy. His boat, PT-109.
That's actor Cliff Robertson. His long movie career began in the 1950s and continued through Spider-Man. In between, he won an Oscar for the movie Charlie. He also found himself frozen out for several years after he blew the whistle on Hollywood studio boss David Beagleman for forgery and embezzlement. Cliff Robertson died over the weekend. He was 88. That's our preview of Monday's Times from our newsroom in New York. I'm James Barron. We're going to close with part of Paul Simon's performance of The Sound of Silence at Ground Zero.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence.